discuss something from Srimad Bhagavatam, especially on the very elevated topic, the glories of holy name. Translation. As a fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. This concept will Prabhupada explained so many times, and especially when that movie was out, Prabhupada was in Bombay and devotees approached that Prabhupada, this movie has come and they are showing that, you know, there are people who are hippies who are taking drugs and chanting the holy name. So this will put our image down in the society. So Prabhupada said, because constantly people will be hearing holy name in the background, it will not come down. Rather, it will be benefited. People will get benefited. Prabhupada also said, even in America when they will, Prabhupada said, even jokingly if someone chants, so they are getting benefited. Recently also one student was asking that, sir, this one more movie has come related to name of Lord Ram. So he said, but they are showing all kind of nuisance in that movie. I said, so what is the problem? Anyways, people are addicted to seeing those things and they will go. Whether you give name of Ram or you don't give name of Ram, people will go and watch the movies. So at least people are going, and someone is asking where you are going, he will utter the holy name of Ram that I am going to see this movie and he will be benefited. What is the problem? At least he is chanting. He will go and see the movie anyways, whatever name you give. So this is good in one way. So that's what here Sukadeva Goswami is saying. Vishnu Dudas are explaining the power of holy name. So Acharya explained that there are three categories of name. One is Gaudanam, another is Mukhyanam, and third is Madhuryanam. So Gaudanam is the name of Krishna which is only in the material world, like Paramatma. It is not in spiritual world. Mukhyanam are the names of Krishna like Govinda, Krishna, Gopijan Vallabh. These are the names of Krishna as Mukhyanam. And then there is Madhuryanam, which is only one, which is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Acharya explained, Madhuryanam is only Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, which is the topmost thing here we are discussing today. And also it is explained, so why glories of holy name are so much highlighted in the scriptures, because ultimate destination is Krishna, who is non-different from His holy name. But it is not easy to access Krishna. Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela, all four are there. But which is more accessible to conditioned souls is Nama. So before we meet Krishna, we meet Him actually through His holy name. That is explained. And also it is explained that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we should every day read and hear glorification of holy name so that we will develop faith. Now sometimes we discuss that how we will get taste in holy name. This is a topic which is discussed most frequently in ISKCON. So that is what the goal is, to ultimately achieve the taste in holy name. But what comes before the taste, that we have to work. Once His Grace Dinbandhu Prabhu came here and he was giving Bhagavatam, and he said that everyone is looking for a very short and sweet answer and solution. Today is internet age, everyone wants to just click and everything should appear. So I should just come to ISKCON, chant few rounds and I should become a pure devotee. He said, no, we have to work hard. And then the anarthas will go out from heart. And then gradually we will develop the taste for holy name. So what comes before taste is faith. If we don't have faith, how the taste will come? And what comes before faith? How can we put faith in holy name? That this holy name is start, is the path, means, and is the end also. The means and end is holy name. And that is why it is said by Acharya, that is explained. Because scripture says holy name can be only chanted by Paramahamsas. They only chant pure holy name. Then what are we doing? Are we wasting the time? No. One may not chant pure holy name, but still, Prabhupada explains so many times, even if you are committing offenses, just continue chanting holy name. One devotee came to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, I have done this mistake. I think I should do this kind of atonement. Prabhupada said, what is the use of that atonement? You will do the mistake again. Just chant attentively and you will come out. So that's what yesterday we were discussing, the same verse. Yesterday and day before yesterday. That atonement is, whatever we atone, it is like cutting the tree, but the roots are there, it will again grow. So what will help us to develop faith in holy name? That is relationship. We talk about relationship, so we will see few examples. Like if two businessmen, they want to establish some relationship. They both want some benefit from the other businessman. So what they'll do? First, they'll meet. And they'll discuss. That is how the relation will develop. Now, if they both come in a restaurant and they're sitting on the table and both are very excited, you know, initially, that we are developing relationship so that we'll enter into this deal and both of us will be win-win situation. Both of us will be happy. And imagine, one businessman comes and sits, another comes and he sits, but in few moments, he's sleeping there on the table for 1 hour. So what will happen to the relationship? Is there any possibility of developing the relationship? So for relationship, first is required our active participant. And that is what Srila Prabhupada says is attentive hearing. How without hearing the holy name we can develop relation? If we don't spend time with holy name, there's no possibility of developing relationship. We may chant for billions of lifetimes, but if we are not spending time with holy name actively, we'll not have a relationship. And without that, there'll be no faith, and forget what to talk about the taste in holy name. That will never develop. An attachment. So, in scriptures it is said that how husband, wife, you know, a man and a woman, they get married and they get attached to each other and they get entangled. That's what it's mentioned in 7th canto. Why that attachment develops? It's not that when there is no love marriage and there is arranged marriage, there is no attachment. That because a man and woman, when they get married, they spend time with each other. If next day of marriage, man, you know, husband goes to some other country and he's working there for next 10 years, wife is working in some other country for 10 years, there's no relationship. And we talk so much about relationship that we should spend quality time with devotees also to develop that relationship. So only the attachment comes between husband and wife because they have spent time together. So that is the first thing. Well, I spoke with a few devotees to understand what is attentive chanting. Some 5 years back I asked this question to one devotee. This guy Jugal Kishore Prabhu is sitting here only. He's taking guidance from Pune. I said, Prabhuji, how to chant, how to increase the quality of my chanting? How to increase the quality? You know, we hear so much that increase the quality. One answer, and which is still I am working on that. He said, first we should be awake and hear. And then quality will be taken care by Krishna. After that, I never ask the question to anyone. Because that if we do, everything will be taken care of. And in that one statement, everything was said. You be active, you be awake, and you hear the holy name. And then Krishna will purify. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I purify from within. With the torchlight of knowledge, I purify the devotee. It's not that we purify. Then Krishna will take care. So if relation has to be developed, a taste of faith has to come in Krishna's holy name, that means we have to spend quality time with the holy name. And whatever may be, whatever we have to do, we should do that. That's what people do in outside, in business dealings, or marathon is coming. Even like devotees will go for Vidyadan. It's not that we'll just go enter any businessman's office and we say that this is Vidyadan and you are Indian, Bharat Bhumita Janma Hoyla Sayar. Janma Sartak Kari Karo Prachar. Karo Paropkar means Prachar. You are not able to do, but you have money, you engage money, we will do for you. Will he give? Will he give donation? No. Because there is no relationship. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is unlimitedly merciful. Supremely merciful. And he is also Abhinna Swarat. He does not, you know, depend on anything. So Krishna is giving us that opportunity. Here, more than we developing relationship with Krishna, Krishna is eager to develop relationship with us. Or revive the relation. To be precise. That's why Krishna came. Krishna appeared in form of deity. Krishna sends his devotees. Krishna sends his scriptures. Just because he is so eager to revive that relationship. So we are actually on a better side here. It takes so much struggle to go and sell one Bhagavad Gita. We have to even selling one Bhagavad Gita, we say we have to develop relationship. Which may be of few seconds. And if it clicks, he will buy. Yesterday one of our students in Jaipur, he was distributing on Signal. So one person was so convinced, he took 14 Bhagavad Gitas. And he said, tomorrow I will come, I want 100 Bhagavad Gitas from you, which we both will go and distribute in every police station few copies. I want all policemen to read Bhagavad Gita. The idea clicked in few seconds. 14 Bhagavad Gitas he took on hand. And then 100 he ordered. So the relationship clicked. We are trying hard to cultivate relation with the people who will be, you know, engaging their opulence in Krishna's service, which is required. We are working so hard. Krishna is working infinite times much more harder to develop relation with conditioned souls. So here, Krishna is running behind devotee, devotee is running behind other person. It is required. So we are doing for Krishna, and that will help us to revive relationship. But what is the main thing to develop relationship? Prabhupada said 99% of our bhakti depends on chanting our holy name. And it is so simple. I mean, it appears so simple actually. It is another kind of illusion. It appears that devotee says, just chant and be happy. So there is a lot of explanation given. One devotee, one brahmachari in London, he was cultivating one businessman. One big shot he was cultivating. And he said, you come and see our devotees in Mangal Arati, how ecstatically they chant and dance. So he came, and he came in the chanting time. This businessman, he came in the chanting time. And the scene was as usual. What happens? He was a little bewildered. He said, hey, yesterday you told me that chant and be happy, but I see a different situation here. Are they happy or there is some different kind of asana? So devotees are struggling for Krishna's pleasure. So then he added the word. That devotee added the word. He said, chant, struggle, and then be happy. And that part we are missing in our life. That struggle we are missing. We are chanting and we want to be happy. But what is the bridge is what we do for Krishna. How much we struggle for Krishna. That is more important. So even though 99% of our bhakti depends on chanting holy name, Prabhupada was asked this question by one of his disciples, that Prabhupada, if everything depends 99%, we can just chant holy name and go back to God. And Prabhupada said, yes. Then why are we doing so many activities which looks like more entangling? Prabhupada said, because you are not at such level of goodness where you can peacefully sit and chant your 16 rounds. That is why we have created this entire society, to engage, to dovetail our passion and ignorance in Krishna service. So what it tells? Just by hearing Krishna's, the glories of holy name will help. But what about our own lower modes? That is why Srila Prabhupada said service. And he engaged devotees like anything. The mastermind Srila Prabhupada, how he created the services for devotees. We all know His Holiness Sukadev Maharaj is preaching in Nellore. So when he was preaching in Bombay, he was a youth preacher that time. So he will arrange, what generally we do, when we preach to youth, we register them, we call them and regularly come, and we make sure at the back end that the class is nicely set up. The sound system, the asana, the prasadam, everything is well organized. And he also did that. But 1 hour or half an hour before the class, what he will do, he will go into the room where the class was supposed to be there. He engaged few devotees to set up the room, and then he personally went and he made a mess out of that room. He started putting books here and there, things here and there, became completely messy. And then the boys will start coming. And Maharaj will say that, we have to arrange this room before we go for class. So boys will be very enthusiastically, and we have seen, everyone in India at least like to do service. So boys very enthusiastically were engaged in doing service. And that service was directly to Krishna. And because they did service, they can peacefully sit and hear in the class. Once one boy caught Maharaj. He came little early and he said, Maharaj is doing something different here. And Maharaj just told him, shh, don't speak anything. So the transcendental way how devotees engage people. So that is why, if I am not able to peacefully chant, then I must do some hard work. Because passion is not allowing me to chant, then I should do something where my passion is engaged in Krishna's service. And it's not that if a devotee is working hard all through the day, he will be feeling sleepy because of that. That's not the reason. The reason may be 10,000 different reasons. I clarified this with many senior devotees, many proper disciples. They said, no problem. You can go out and whole day preach, do service, and sleep peacefully in the night, and you will be very attentive in chanting. It depends on how much relationship we have with the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada, for confirming this, he made a very, very powerful statement. He said, until and unless you give your entire life for struggling hard for Krishna, especially in the youth age, at the end of your life, you cannot sit peacefully and chant your rounds. So Prabhupada is not talking. Prabhupada is saying that you have to chant your rounds attentively daily. But what is he saying? At the end of your life, you have to chant the holy name. For that, you have to struggle now and you have to put all your energy. Again, same thing. Putting all the passion in Krishna's service so that the mind will be peaceful. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, if you don't preach when you are young, your mind will not be peaceful when you are old. And it will not allow you to chant holy name. So you cannot sit in holy dham of Vrindavan and just peacefully chant, which is the ultimate destination. It will never happen. So that relationship, you have to work for developing that relationship. And whatever it may take. And we do. When we go for donation, when we go for Vidyadan, when we go for preaching, when we go for book distribution, we put so much endeavor. So much endeavor is going on just to do one activity. So as an individual, I should think that how much endeavor I am putting in developing relation with Krishna's holy name. Hearing will definitely have an impact on us. But then we have to put. Yesterday one devotee was saying that Prabhupada said, by hearing and then by applying, by working, one day you will have personal realizations. And Prabhupada stressed a lot on personal realizations. Because personal realizations will help us to get convinced thoroughly. The bottom of my heart, I will be convinced that this is the process. And then I will take up very seriously. Like Dhruva Maharaj, because he was convinced. Dhruva Maharaj was convinced. And that's why he took up the process. So if we have our personal realization, or if we want to have our personal realization, we have to work towards it. Just by theoretically reading is good, but then work is required. Kamalochan Prabhu once was saying that reading, hearing, chanting is like taking the food in, the spiritual food. Doing service is digesting that food. Now when food is gone inside and it is not digested, what happens? Indigestion. Will there be any energy in body when food is not digested? So when we take our spiritual quota, our spiritual food, then we should digest it also. And here, Ajamila got darshan of Vishnu Dutas. But still, what was told to him? They brought the plane, or they came, they would have taken him. No? He was purified. They were supporting him, but they didn't take him. They extended their life. He was already 88. And they gave him 5 years. And for 5 years he practiced in Haridwar. The holy name. That means now he is convinced that chant and be happy will happen. But then relationship or struggle was missing. So now he struggled a lot. For 58 years he struggled, but in a different direction. And now for 5 years, he started developing relation with Krishna, reviving that and intensifying that, and it was so intense. Acharya says, a devotee is so intensely absorbed in his service that he does not know only when this body is given up and he gets his spiritual body. He is absorbed in service. And Prabhupada also write in Dhruva Maharaj section, the devotees don't get pain. If you are absorbed, there is no pain of death. Simply just change the body and you will go. Keeping the foot over the head of the death personified. So for that, we have to work hard. That's what here it's mentioned about the holy name. Relationship will come. And once we work hard, we will understand the value of holy name. We can then we will be inspired. And we'll have enough purity. Inspiration alone cannot do. If I say I am aspiring or I'm very inspired by few devotees taking sannyas, I also want to take sannyas. But am I enough sufficiently pure? Prabhupada said, deserve before you desire. So then that activity, that services which the Prabhupada has created may look only 1% of our devotional service, but that is a structure, the support system to purify our heart. Another important thing is when Bhakti Priyad Bhagavat Maharaj says, when we are chanting, we should not be in an achiever's mode. 5:30 to 7:15, 14 rounds should be done, 16 rounds should be done. I have to somehow get done with my rounds. He said, this is achiever's mode. I want to chant the holy name. So holy name will not give mercy. We should be in receiving mode. In a receiver's mode. Now let me just put endeavor, and by Krishna's mercy, by Guru's mercy, everything will go on. More than getting absorbed in holy name, somehow everyone of us, we get absorbed in the time. Because after 7:15, so many different things will come, then prasadam, then whole day is an entirely different situation. So we are more into the, it's like making a plan, making a target, everything, and then getting into the achiever's mode. and trying to chant, so that we will not get mercy. One last thing, what Vrindavan Das Thakur says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he says, Nama Sankirtan is 100 times more powerful than personal chanting. So does that mean that we should not chant and we should only go and do Sankirtan? Which Prabhupada engages his devotees, because Sankirtan is definitely, Nama Sankirtan is more purifying. And if we do Sankirtan, which may be in any form, we'll have the potency to chant. But here Vrindavan Das Thakur gives that Nam Sankirtan is more powerful. So what is our understanding? We have to chant also. So chanting also can become Nam Sankirtan when all the devotees in community, whether in temple, whether in house, whether in base, wherever they are, they should sit together and chant. That will lead to Nam Sankirtan. I am doing my personal chanting. Every one of us are doing our personal chanting and hearing and focusing on our own chanting. But because it is a congregational effort, that becomes Nam Sankirtan. And then the potency will become. And practically, we can inspire each other. We can help each other. Because most of us, struggle with this disease called sleep. So then we can help each other. And the devotee said that, how do I always be in service mode? So then other devotee explained him that how you can be in service. He said, Prabhu, we come to Vrindavan, Mayapur, and we see thousands of devotees are sitting and chanting. I want to serve them. How can I serve them? Arey, apna chanting chodke, what service you will do? First you chant, na? But that devotee didn't give that answer. He said that if you sit, there may be 10,000 devotees, 50,000 devotees, if you are sitting and enthusiastically chanting your rounds, just by seeing you, others will become enthusiastic and that will be your service to other Vaishnavas. So if I am sitting peacefully and chanting my rounds, that will inspire others to chant. And that, while chanting also, we are in service mode. So that is what is being told. And also, here Srila Prabhupada says how holy name chanted, knowingly or unknowingly, it will have effect. So we have heard so much from Srila Prabhupada on this. And that's why we say, people, Navin Nirath Prabhu showed one video. So, somewhere in Europe, when devotee was there on the book distribution, they keep their jhola bag and they go out on book distribution. So, there were a bunch of hippies, rowdies, typical rowdies, a few girls and few boys. A so horrible crowd. You can, just by seeing the video, you can understand what they were doing. It's not something we can describe. But, and then this devotee, yeah, amazing enough. He went and approached them. They were drinking, they were smoking, they were dancing, just using filthy words. And in that intoxicated state, this devotee has so much compassion or courage to go and approach him. And he's showing them the books and requesting them to purchase the book. They said they're not interested. He understood that they'll not buy a book. They're in a different situation. Then he kept the book inside. He told them, now they were intoxicated by drugs. And what happens? What we have heard, when drugs someone takes, if he gets attached to one thing, whether speaking, whether doing something, he will keep doing the same activity for hours, till the time that the dosage of drugs dilutes. That is nitty gritty details, because it is required in this to understand. So then this devotee told all of them to chant Hare Krishna. He said, chant Hare. So they chanted Hare. Chant Krishna. So full mantra event. And they were joking. They were making poses. And still the devotee was patient. And there was another devotee who was making video of entire show. Because these two devotees has to go to attend some conference where they are planning to do a book distribution in a bigger way. And this devotee, he taught them Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they were so much addicted, so much intoxicated. The amazing thing, Krishna's mercy, how came that when 3 hours later those devotees came, they saw these hippies are still there and they are completely mad. But now all of them are chanting the holy name. From 3 hours they were chanting. They are not chanting maybe full name, but some word here, Hare Rama Krishna, Hare Hare, whatever they were chanting. But for 3 years they went on chanting and went on chanting. Because after 3 hours he came. So even intoxicated people can be approached if some devotee has that. It depends on the individual devotee. At least in India we don't have those cases. But that was the compassion. Imagine how much mercy they would have received for chanting 3 hours. How much time it takes for us to chant 16 rounds? Two and a half hours? They were chanting 3 hours. And that was congregational chanting. And they were dancing. And they were intoxicated by chanting. Intoxicated by something, but that intoxication was used in the process of chanting. So amazing. That is the verse saying that in somehow or the other you get chanting and Krishna will hook you. We say this in Vrindavan, there's a tradition. We say Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. So Dinbandhu Prabhu was explaining what is this Radhe Shyam we speak. Now, Ra, when we say Ra, so Ra has a hook. Ra word is like this. Okay, for all of you it is like this. So there's a hook. So when we say Ra, we actually are going deep. So that Ra goes down in our consciousness. And then we say De, it pulls. And then we say Sha, so we open the mouth and we say Shams. So all anarthas go out and the mouth is closed. So he said that is the meaning of Radhe Sham. Amazing, amazing analogy he gave. Why we chant? All anarthas, all aparadha, all things will go out. And then the mouth is closed when we say Sham. If you see, the logic fits. That's all. We are at 8:30. 2 minutes are remaining. I think I'm already over time. Asim Krishna was not here. So, if there are any comment, 2 minutes we have. Otherwise, we'll stop here. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की पतित पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तनम की